Turn him on the robe and crown. We sing that so beautifully. Be sure. Let us be sure as we sing that, that we mean what we sing it. You say, I mean that. I may not want to pay the price, but I mean that. Be faithful unto death is the price of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're glad that God has watched over us, brought us here to this moment, that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. It is once appointed unto man to die. But dying is not all. After this, there is going to be an after this, the judgment. Let me encourage you to take God seriously when He says what He says. There is going to be a judgment. There is going to be a heaven prepared for those who live their life on planet Earth in favor with God. There is also going to be a hell for those who did not obey God's will. And it's just glorious that He warns us ahead of time, and not only warns us ahead of time, but gives us a way to be assured that we will be spending an eternity, a foreverness with Him. Never to die again. But no matter which way you go, heaven or hell, it's foreverness. The price that He paid to save us, He gave the best He had. Not just for a moment, not just for a few weeks, but 33 years on this planet that He had created for us. And we disobeyed Him, human beings. Let us, by the grace of God, continue to be steadfast and also carriers of the instructions that the Father has given us as human beings. Tell somebody. Ask the Lord to bless you to tell somebody or someone His good news. Their good news, and how they can benefit by obeying the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes it may be considered from the human perspective rather challenging, but when you get to glory, I don't know if you'll be able to remember back here, but if so, you'll be just singing hallelujah every, because I don't know it's going to be every day or every what, but I just know it's going to be every. And it's going to be a joyous and a joyful every. Glad you did. But as we go, endeavor to talk to God, talk to the Father. Father, bless me to be alert to opportunity to share a good word regarding the blessings that you have for us human beings. I brought one sermon on paper, and I brought another one, so I'm just with the book. I'll try the first one, just from the book. If that's not suit you, that doesn't suit you, just sit back down, and I'll do the other one that I have. If you don't mind, peace, all is well. Not at the same time. Brothers and sisters, what I would like to do by the grace of God this morning is simply to remind us of whose we are and what we have in Christ Jesus. Let us value the glorious privilege, the glorious opportunity that God blessed us with. Not only to hear his gospel the way it's written in his book, but also to hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. And be adopted by our Lord and Savior. There are many souls, many individuals who have heard the word of God. I can remember my parents going different places, different people's houses, as a youngster, sharing the good news of what thus saith the word of God. Because they were not always, my mother and father, they went to different churches. They were not always members of the Church of Christ. My mother obeyed the gospel first. My dad was getting started to being a Baptist preacher. And when she obeyed the gospel, he was upset about that. He said something similar to this. He didn't say exactly these words. But you won't be eating no more my biscuits. I was told that my mother's reply was, other men have biscuits. But by the grace of God, he became converted and was a gospel preacher. And at that time, I was just a little fellow. We lived in Tampa, Florida. And he became a preacher in Sarasota, Florida. That was about an hour's ride every Sunday. And he would stay there for both services. And I was glad to ride along with him. My only challenge was that he took another brother with him. And that brother would always ask me, do I know my Sunday school lesson? We had cards for the kids at that time. Some of you may remember that. And I'd have to make sure that I'd studied my lesson. But be that as it may, God has brought us to this point. I want to share with you some information that you already have in your Bible. And the book of Ephesians, and the chapter is one. The chapter is one. There is nothing that's going to be that has been discovered. There is nothing that's going to be discovered that is better than what God has blessed us with. The privilege, the glory, the opportunity to know his will for human beings on planet Earth. He didn't destroy us when Adam and Eve disobeyed him. That's why we exist, because he didn't destroy them. In Ephesians chapter 1, just a few verses and the lesson will be yours. But church, know what we have. Know what we have as a result of knowing the will of God, obeying the will of God, and what awaits us. What awaits us after life on planet Earth. Starting with Revelation chapter 20, when we get to that point in our life, living according to His will while we were on planet Earth. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And be able to say, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last to go home and live with my Father. And then the way the Bible talks about heaven, just the small amount that I read in the Bible, I want to go. You want to go? God wants you to come. God wants you to come. Look at the price He paid. Look at the price His son paid. That one day we would come and enjoy the glory and the bliss of heaven with them forever. I've got 1, 2, 3 sermons. I'll just preach one this morning, unless you insist. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul is extremely impressed with the saints at Ephesus. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. Not only are we Christians, but we are also what? We are also God's saints. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless our Lord Jesus Christ. And the very next word is bless. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why so? He has done what? He hath blessed us. God has blessed us through His Son, Jesus Christ, with all spiritual blessings that heaven has to offer. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places as a result of being sons and daughters who have obeyed the gospel. This is also applicable to us. According as He hath done what? God chose us first. God chose us first. We didn't choose Him first. He chose us. And we're glad about that. According as He has chosen us in Him, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because we heard the gospel, believed the gospel. They heard the gospel, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. God knew who was going to obey His gospel. Even when they were knee-high to a duck, God knew who was going to grow up, hear His message, and obey it. Amen. Nothing comes as a secret to our Heavenly Father. According as He hath chosen us in His Son before the foundation of the world, God decided to have this blessing for human beings because He knows everything. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy, holy, without blame before Him in love. Not counting, not holding against us the sin that humanity has committed. And humans were still committing sins, even when Paul was writing this. Even under the Old Testament as well as the New. Without blame before Him in love. He chose us in love to be loved, and so that we had manifested the fact that we love, or these Christians love the Lord and obey the gospel. God had also shown His love before Because the gospel would not have existed if God had not shown his love before. So God has already shown that he loves us. He paid a great price for us human beings to understand that he loves us. But he was willing to pay it. That's how much God loves us. Again, according as he hath chosen us through Christ Jesus, when? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, because he's loving us. Having decided ahead of time, having predetermined, predestinated us unto the adoption, faithful children, God loved us, he's going to bless us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Having predetermined, decided beforehand unto the adoption, not only love us, manifest his love by adopting us. Hello? Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? Understand, no matter what someone else might say, we are, I am, an adopted child of God. There is no greater statement that you can make on planet Earth regarding yourself. The greater statement is Jesus Christ died for us. Died for you too. Having predetermined, predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Isn't that something? They're going to sin. I'm going to provide a way for them to regain a relationship with me. And when they obey my instructions, I'm going to adopt them as my children. So we are the adopted children of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and of God. The adopted children of God. And Jesus is our brother. Amen. Having predetermined or predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. You see that? Paul writes this. He's guided by the Holy Spirit. To himself. God wants us as his adopted children. According to the good pleasure, he did it with a smile. Wait a minute. Didn't it cost him something to provide us with this opportunity? He didn't have to take a second thought. He did it with a smile. All because of his love. So we look forward gladly to the times when we can come together as the Lord's brothers and sisters in through as a result of Jesus Christ and worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's no hardship. It's no hardship because look at what he did for us. I don't have any problems coming to worship. I'm a child of God. I'm the adopted of God. All I want to know is what time. And somebody said amen. Well, I'll see you in the morning, but I won't see you tonight. What if Jesus come at night? And Sunday night especially. Don't play games with God. God having predetermined, predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. God decided, even before we sinned, he knew that we were going to sin, so he decided that he was going to adopt us, but he was going to provide us with an opportunity to be cleansed so that he could adopt us. That means that we are special to God. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're not the adopted child of God. But you can be the adopted child of God by obeying what we obey. What's written in his holy book, the Bible. Having predetermined, again, verse 5, having predetermined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Why? Just because he loved us. Your text says, according to his good pleasure. Isn't that something? Notice that, church. According to the good pleasure of his will. And sometimes we jump churches. Because I just can't stand Sister Bonifacio. But Brother Bonifacio can't live with each other here. So I jumped church. Sounds like me, God is not approvable. God does not approve of that. You're going to jump. He only has one heaven to house. And I'm going. So where are you going? You think the Lord is well pleased with what you're doing? What you have done? As opposed to us? He loved us. No, all that we did, even killing his own begotten son, he didn't disown us. He didn't take away the privilege, the opportunity. But I got to move my membership, because I'm upset with Brother Bonifacio, or Sister Bonifacio. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us what? Are you all following me? Verse 6. He has made us what? Accepted. God has made us how? He has made us accepted in the beloved. In the Holy of Holies, we are accepted by God, by his Son, and all of the angels of glory. As a result of obeying the gospel and living according to God's will and God's word, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. In whom, what do we have? Redemption, forgiveness of our sins. We have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. All because of the love of God, we have that privilege of obeying the gospel, being accepted by God. This is shouting time. It's hallelujah time. Aren't you happy that you don't have to go to hell forever? Wherein God hath done what? Verse 8. Wherein in which God hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. God has thought up this method. And the method has been executed. Thank God Almighty. That's why we are in the body of Christ. Based upon what God did. And based upon what his Son did. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. According to his. Where am I? Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. Did you get that? God did what he did, and he did it joyously. He was glad to do it. He was happy to grant a way for us to have a relationship, even when we had sinned against him. Well, now, if God can do that, hello, for me, why can't I do it for my brothers and sisters? Having made unto us made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has designed, purposed in himself. Nobody had to whisper in his ear. Who was there to whisper in his ear? Good pleasure of his will. What? That in the disposition of the fullness of time. In the fullness of time, on my calendar, God's calendar, he might do what? Gather together in one. He doesn't want us separated. He don't want a certain church here and then a different church over there and a different church over there. No. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one. All things in Christ Jesus, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Look at verse 11. In him, in whom we have what? Obtained an inheritance by what Jesus Christ did for us, being predetermined or predestinated according to the plan and the purpose of him who worketh all things after his own wisdom, after the counsel of his own will, that we, that we, us, should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Those of us who are Christians, who are sons and daughters of God, never look down on yourself. Never look down on yourself because of who you are, but more importantly, because of whose you are. I think that sometimes we forget whose we are, and we become downhearted, we become discouraged, distorted. You got to remember, when you are challenged, and you're walking with the Lord, open the door. Just get somewhere quietly so you won't be disturbed, and talk to your Heavenly Father. And if you can't do that, just talk to your Heavenly Father anyhow. Yes. Pardon me, anyhow, but anyhow, wherever you may be, God loves hearing from his faithful children. You didn't hear that. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. You heard my gospel and you obeyed it. You heard my gospel. God, the text, that particular text, it sounds like God is impressed with us. I'm so happy that you had the wisdom, of course I blessed you with it, to accept my gospel. Paul is congratulating them. You accepted the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed it, after we heard it preached unto you. And look at that latter part of verse 13. You were what? Sealed with that Holy Spirit promise, which is the earnest or the down payment of our inheritance. When we're added to the body of Christ, God sends his Holy Spirit to indwell our hearts, to empower us, to enable us to live the life that he is calling us to live. That's his earnest. That's his down payment on us, that we have that capability of doing and saying and living the life that glorifies him. Let me read the rest of verse 14. Which is the down payment, or which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise and his glory, until we get the other part of the gift. When we hear the Father say, well done, good and faithful servant. At the roundup of time on planet Earth. The purchased possession. Purchased possessions. Don't ever look down on yourself as a child of God. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto all the saints, cease not to give what? Give thanks to God for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Let us do that. Let me rephrase that. Let us continue, brothers and sisters, to pray not only for ourselves, but to pray for one another. We're all in the same, once we are added to the body of Christ, we're all in the same family. Yes, sir. We have the same Heavenly Father, Jesus. We have the same older brother, Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Let us live like we are family. Amen. I'm upset, bona facie, I'm going to move my membership. That's spiritual? You think God is well pleased? You want to go to heaven? Well, Sister Bonnie, if I still want to go to heaven too, why don't you go and why don't you all get together so both of you can go to heaven? With that attitude, both of you won't make it. Somebody is not going to make it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in what? And the knowledge of Him. God wants us to know about His love, the price He paid for His love, to manifest that He loves us. And He paid the highest price that could be humanly paid. The eyes of your Jesus is above a human. And the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope, that you may know what is the hope and what is the calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saint. Church, don't that just want to make you want to be faithful, encouraging one another? You come here this morning and this evening at 6 o'clock. We won't see you no more for a week. Well, how is that encouraging me? We ought to be helpers one of another. We ought to be encouragers one of another. Now, if you're providentially hindered, that's different. But you just choose to be absent, that's different too. That's different too. Unacceptable with God. And why would you want to shortchange He who has everything? Who has gone out of His way in manifesting His love for you and sending His only begotten Son. Again, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ Jesus. When He did what? Raise Him from the dead and set Him at the right hand, at His own right hand. All because His Son came down, did what He wanted Him to do, obeyed Him, and He brought Him back. Since we know His truth, all we need to do is to do our Father's will, and He will bring us home. Just like He brought His only begotten Son back home. In the heavenly places. Where are you today? Where are you today? The last two verses, because I want the word church there. And has put all things under His feet or in His hands or in His authority. And gave Him to be the head over all things regarding the church. He's in charge. We don't make rules for God's church. He makes all the rules, which is His body, the fullness. He's everything that filleth all in all. Where are you this morning? The apostles, 12 apostles that Jesus chose to preach His gospel. One of them betrayed Him. He was replaced. According to Acts chapter 1. Matthias. So there were 12 people. 12 apostles. In Jerusalem. Before a gospel sermon had been preached on planet Earth, Jesus told them before His departure, the last day on planet Earth, He says, now you go to Jerusalem and wait until the Father baptizes you with the Holy Spirit. They watched Him go on up to glory. Out of their sight. And then they followed instructions. You can read this. In Acts chapter 1. They followed instruction. and went to Jerusalem. And when they arrived in Jerusalem, they went into a house that had at least two stories, to the upper rooms. And they waited there. Their wait was 10 days. During those 10 days, the one thing that we know they did, they chose another man to take Judas's place. Because Judas was already betrayed the Lord. Well, you know that we wouldn't have been going back to heaven if he hadn't finished his mission. Betrayed the Lord, a man by the name of Matthias. And chapter 1 of the book of Acts ends there. Chapter 2, God sent upon them the Holy Spirit that would guide them into all truth and bring to their remembrance everything that Jesus had taught them. That's in Acts chapter 2 in your Bible. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus had promised to build his church and promised to give Peter the privilege of preaching the first gospel sermon in its completeness. When they received the Holy Spirit in the upper room, all of them started preaching. But in verse 15, Jesus becomes the single spokesperson and preached that gospel. And the Bible lets us know that there were thousands of people in Jerusalem that heard the gospel preached on planet Earth for the very first time by the Apostle Peter. And in that sermon, when Peter shared with them, that crowd, when he got to the point where he told them that that same Jesus that you all crucified, I believe it was 50 days ago, that was the Jesus that you'd been waiting for. And you killed him. The Bible says when they heard that, they were pricked in their hearts or shocked. And they immediately interrupted Peter. Men and brethren, what shall we do? When you hear the truth, knowing that you have violated the truth, you have not obeyed the truth, that should be your question. What shall I do? Don't rest, keep taking chances with your soul. You don't know when God's going to call you. Even if you're in the body, don't keep walking outside of the will of God, because you don't know when God's going to call you off planet Earth. They said to the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter says to them, you know the story, don't you? You can quote it with me. Then Peter said unto them, do what? Repent, be godly sorrowful for your sins, and be baptized for the remission and for the forgiveness of your sins, and God will send you his Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit says, then they that believed were baptized. What does that tell us? It tells us that everybody didn't obey the gospel. But there were those in that audience that obeyed the gospel that day. The Bible says about 3,000 souls were baptized that day and added to the church of Christ. They were preaching the gospel of Christ, and the people were added to the church of Christ. Were baptized. Same day they heard it. Didn't have to hear it 10 times. I understood that the first time. So I want to be added to this. I want to get right with God. And Peter continued to preach for a little while. But then they stopped. Approximately 3,000 people being added to the body of Christ. That must have been some kind of a sight. I've never seen 3,000 people obey the gospel. Matter of fact, I haven't seen 2,000 obey the gospel at the same time. But that day, they remained in Jerusalem, continued preaching daily in Jerusalem, breaking bread one with another in Jerusalem. And others were baptized. And I think when you go two chapters more in the book of Acts, from Acts 2, there were about, 5,000 men? 5,000 men, not including the women that obeyed the gospel. So that's at least 8,000 folks. Now, when the one gospel is preached like it's written in the Bible, what's your problem? What's your problem? That you cannot obey the gospel because you don't know when God is going to call you out of this world into eternity, and you can't come back. You can't come back. You trying to scare me? No, I'm just trying to get you to realistically hear, receive, believe, receive, and obey what you can read in this Bible. Well, that's what they told me. Well, they will give an account for what they taught you. You will be given account. You will have to give account for your obeying it. Excuses will not be accepted at the judgment. For those of you who are still with me, the lesson is yours. Where are you this morning? Are you a faithful servant? You a skip around servant? Well, I got time for him a couple of hours on Sunday morning, but that's about all. I don't think I have no time for him later on in the evening. I have some things to do and places to go, people to see. Make your calling and election sure. Please, don't play with God because he knows everything. He knows everything. And as a gospel preacher, I don't want to see anybody lost. But that's not my choice. That's God's choice as to who obey his gospel. Make your calling and election sure as we stand and sing the song that's been selected. You've heard the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Before we sing another verse, just a few words from the same chapter. Then they that gladly received his word, Peter, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. and all that believed were together and had all things common. All that believed. Not a church here, a church there, Peter taught the book. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the first gospel preached on the Holy Spirit on planet Earth was taught by the apostles, because the apostles, as the Holy Spirit gave them the words, and they had thousands present. But all of the people were baptized into one body, one church. Two chapters later, 5,000 baptized into one body, one church. How many is one? Less than two and more than none. That's one. So where are you today? Are you faithful? Are you a worker? The apostles are not coming back to share the good news of God. That's our responsibility. Let us be workers for the Lord. But everybody don't want to hear it. But we don't know that. Who the everybody is. So as opportunity presents itself, let us endeavor to be alert. You may be seated.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of